It seems no part of the planet has been spared from the coronavirus, even some of the most remote isolated spots on Earth, with devastating impacts. As the world's Jorge Valencia reports, indigenous communities in the Amazon rainforest are now bracing for an outbreak.
There's a town in the Amazon where the borders of Brazil, Peru, and Colombia converge. And if you're riding a bus or a car and you're not paying attention, you could almost miss the border crossing. This is a recording from outside a bus window just a few months ago, crossing from the Brazilian town of Tabachinga to the Colombian town of Leticia. And if it sounds unremarkable, it's because it was. Just four lanes of cracked pavement and maybe a few police officers standing by. This changed earlier this month after the arrival of the first coronavirus cases. Julio César López Jamioy is president of the Organization of Indigenous Peoples of the Colombian Amazon.
Pues manifiestan que por aquí fue el primer paciente que ingresó.
López Jamioy says the first patient crossed through here, from Brazil to Colombia. That prompted the Colombian government to take dramatic action, closing and militarizing this tiny border. But it was probably too late. The public health NGO Sinergias is reporting 1,500 cases of the coronavirus in Leticia this week.
La situación allá es grave precisamente por la falta de personal. Y por la falta, pues, de infraestructura que...
López Jamioy says the situation is dire because there's a lack of medical personnel and infrastructure. There are just two small hospitals in the city. And the most greatly impacted are the indigenous communities. They make up about 70% of the population in Colombia's Amazon. López Jamioy says his organization believes the coronavirus has already spread to populations deep in the rainforest.
Nosotros consideramos que ya pueden haber casos en estos territorios que están bastante alejados.
He says disease is carried by people traveling along the rivers, which are kind of like the highways of the rainforest. And if the coronavirus takes hold, it has the potential to wipe out entire ethnic groups. William Jucuna is a member of the Jucuna indigenous community.
Soy conocedor médico tradicional.
And Jucuna says he's been practicing traditional medicine for more than 35 years.
A nosotros, los pueblos indígenas, los que huerfanizó.
Jucuna says indigenous communities have been devastated by infectious diseases before. It happened with the measles. It killed almost half the Nukak community in the northern Amazon in the 90s.
Casi acaba con todos los pueblos indígenas, casi...
Disease has almost wiped out all of the indigenous communities, Jucuna says, and nearly erased indigenous knowledge as well. In fact, Jucuna says the second biggest threat after the loss of life is the loss of knowledge. If the coronavirus kills community elders, he says, their knowledge will be gone too.
Porque nosotros no tenemos nuestra sabiduría, nuestro conocimiento, nuestra ciencia por escrito como usted.
We don't have our wisdom and our science written down the way you do, Jucuna says. That's why entire communities in the rainforest have gone into isolation. Antonio Lobo Guerrero directs Fundación Etnollano, an NGO working with indigenous people across the Colombian Amazon.
Pues digamos que hay una dinámica muy fuerte se han activado muchos temas de medicina tradicional.
Lobo Guerrero says some communities are using traditional medicine to strengthen their immune systems. And he says he's in touch with at least one community leader who's the only person to leave the community once a month.
Café, el azúcar, los anzuelos, las pilas de las linternas con las que pescan por la noche.
He says they buy coffee, sugar, fishing hooks, and even batteries for flashlights so they can fish at night. And he says they also just want to keep up with the latest news. He says people in indigenous communities want to know what's happening in their region and in the world overall. They also want to know just when they'll be able to come out of isolation again. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.